Good day from the Ohio Newsroom, building extreme weather resilient homes.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. All week, NPR is looking at climate solutions, covering ways our homes and communities can be more resilient and offer solutions in the changing climate. Yesterday on the program, we heard about increasing tornadoes in the state and how that could affect housing. Today, Adriana Martinez-Smiley, environmental reporter for member station WYSO in Dayton, joins us to discuss alternative building materials that could help with extreme weather resiliency. Just yesterday, we heard about Ohio home building companies, Sustainable Concrete Innovations, and GEMS Homes. How do those companies' approaches differ from, you know, traditional wood-framed houses?
So GEMS Homes is a Central Ohio-based company. They specialize in custom home building, and it is co-owned by Steve Boone. Their specialty is using insulated concrete form blocks, or ICF. Sustainable Concrete Innovations, which was founded by John Smoll, they use 3D printing technology to lay down a majority of the infrastructure on their homes.
Wow. So how exactly do these technologies work?
So ICF blocks are these stackable hollow blocks made out of a foam. When building with ICF, GEMS Homes fills concrete in the hollow areas of the blocks, and then those are reinforced with steel. And so that's what makes up the frame of the house. As for the 3D printing, it also uses some similar materials like concrete, foam, and steel. The difference here is the mud, which will dry into concrete, and this sort of serves as the ink in the printer. So a predetermined code is put in to establish what shape it will print in, and then the pump on the printer will actually push out the mud.
Wow, that is so interesting to think about in practice. I'm curious about what the benefit of this material is extreme weather-wise over more traditional wood-framed homes.
Since both of them use materials like concrete and steel, they're heavier, so that makes them more resistant to things like high winds, which you'd see in tornadoes. That is something that both companies are very confident in, is that they'll fare better in those circumstances as compared to wood-framed homes.
Yesterday, we heard about some of the barriers to truly adopting these sorts of materials in Ohio, mostly the cost of them and the unknowns of how strong at least 3D printing is in practice. Tell us more about that.
So some of the downsides of ICF are the fact that they are more expensive. Boone says that they can cost 10 to 15% more to build compared to wood-framed homes just because the cost of concrete is high.
That's the change that I see, is the interest has went up, but not many people can afford to do that. Like, they want to do it, but reality sets in and they've got to meet their budget.
3D printing is more affordable, according to Smoll. But what might be its downside is the fact that its strength and durability is not studied all that well since it's a newer industry. Smoll says that they're coordinating some durability tests now to see how they hold up in situations like high winds. He's even planning to move into one of their homes to get the whole experience of some of those benefits.
Wow. Well, this is relatively new tech. What do you think the future looks like for it, especially here in Ohio?
Both technologies are just starting to take off in Ohio, especially as people see more severe weather like tornadoes and want some sort of safety net for where they live. Boone says for the right client, even if it costs more, they'll be willing to make the investment just because of the context that we're in. And then Smoll echoed a similar sentiment.
I think the biggest convincer is probably not going to be me, but when a tornado goes through a community and the 3D printed homes are standing and the other homes are gone, I think that's going to convince a lot of people.
Adriana Martinez-Smiley, environmental reporter with member station WYSO. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Claire, for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.